I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. In the Mexican state of Morelos, just south of Mexico City, an entire police force has had to turn in its weapons after the arrest of its two top commanders. Authorities say the police had protected international drug gangs smuggling tons of cocaine to the U.S. Mexico's federal anti-narcotics forces conducted this investigation, one of many in the last 4 years. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports.
For a year and a half, Morelos' top cops allegedly helped drug smugglers move 3 tons of cocaine through the tourist town of Cuernavaca towards the U.S. border. José Luis Vasconcelos heads Mexico's Federal Office for Organized Crime. He described in a press conference how investigators believe the accused operated. Small planes loaded with drugs from Colombia were landing at Cuernavaca's airport for some time, he said. The drugs were unloaded from the planes and moved in vehicles belonging to the judicial police into the state of Mexico. At first, the governor of Morelos, Sergio Estrada, played down the arrests of the commanders. All of the evidence so far only hints at their involvement, he told reporters. We still have not seen any hard proof. Governor Estrada is in the hot seat. The arrested commanders say the governor knew about the drug operation, a charge Estrada denies. Mexico's attorney general says there's no evidence linking him with the narco network so far. Some analysts congratulate the administration of President Vicente Fox for arresting the Morelos police. Federal agents have arrested or killed a number of drug lords since 2000, collaborating like never before with their U.S. counterparts. But the drug trade has not diminished, nor has the role of Mexican police in safeguarding such operations. The two Morelos police under arrest both have criminal backgrounds elsewhere in the country. States are supposed to run federal background checks on police recruits and officers transferring from other parts of the country. A federal database was created in the 1990s to help streamline the process, and some federal funding is linked to such checks. But Gabriela Perez, an analyst at a public security watchdog group in Mexico City called Fundar, says it's not working.
The idea of creating this database was so that these things didn't happen. So if a corrupt policeman leaves from Baja California and goes and looks for a job in Quintana Roo, his whole record is going to show up. What is clear is that these federal efforts are, A, not enough, or they're not really being influential within the states.
The problem is not unique to Morelos. George Grayson is an expert on Mexico at the College of William and Mary. He says in at least 12 Mexican states, police are operating virtually without oversight. He says that over decades, Mexico's all-powerful governing party, known as the PRI, became expert at keeping local mafias in check while sometimes taking part of the action.
The higher-ups often got bribes, but the authorities would prevent their underlings from stealing too much. Now with a dozen states or more run by non-PRI parties, the upshot is there's just a flowering of corruption at the state level.
Authorities in Morelos say the more than 500 suspended detectives will get their guns back as soon as they pass new background checks. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.